Mishnah Yitetz Behalachalacha Perik Yitetz Mishnah Dalet Nisa HaZav Al Hamito V'Al Hamizran. If the Zav was carried upon the Mita V'Al Hamizra Mitame Shnayim U'Poysel Echot. Okay, so what does that mean? Let's see over here the Rav first. Okay, the Rav over here says Nisa HaZav Al Hamito V'Al Hamizran. If the Zav sat upon the bed and the Nizron, lav dafka nisa ala Nizron, ela nisa hazav ala mita, sheha Nizron koruch sivivo secha v'yotze mimena. Okay, so this means that the Zav sat down on the bed while the Nizron was attached to it. So this picture over here on the bottom. Let's see over here. Oh, we didn't do this picture from yesterday. Let's go back and do the picture 578. We didn't do this picture. Yesterday we learned the chedek. Yesterday we only did one chedek. Let's take a step back.
Okay, let's go back.
The thing of completion. Chedek. Yesterday we learned.
So doing gimel now?
You want chaz gimel?
Yeah,
okay, chaz gimel. So Mizron hayotzim in amita, kol shehu. The Mizron that's yotzim in amita is kol shehu. So there are two interpretations of what that means. Picture 575, picture 576. We have a bed, and we have the misery that means the belt. No matter how long it is, no matter how long the Mizron is, the halacha is, according to the Tanakhama, it's going to be tummy. Okay, the Mizron that comes out of the bed, no matter how long it is, it's going to be an extension of the bed, and it's going to be tummy. Who says this? Did Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Yossi Amir Arasar Tzvachim. No, the only part of the Mizron that's going to be tummy is until 10 Tzvachim. But more than 10 Tzvachim is going to be tar. Okay?
Even a kol shu.
No, kol shu in this context means no matter how long it is, even if it's infinite.
See, that's what mixed me up.
Kol shu, no matter how long it is, Rabbi Yossi Amir Arasar
Tzvachim.
It's part, an extension of the bed.
Rabbi Yossi Amir Arasar Tzvachim, only up to 10 Tzvachim.
10 Tzvachim. Now, then we have the second interpretation. What is the Mizron according to the second interpretation?
A blanket.
It means a piece of cloth, right?
That extends. It was a blanket because you're putting it on the donkey.
Okay, when it comes. No, that's subject to interpretation.
According to this.
Right, so this means it's a woolen blanket which extends from the frame of the mita. And then also there's no shita how long it is. According to Meir, Yossi Meir, Anas, until 10 Tzvachim.
So Shiyari HaMizron.
Now we go to a new case. Let's say the Mizron gets worn out. Shiyari HaMizron.
What's that?
The garbage truck. Shiyari HaMizron. Let's say the Mizron is...
this over here,
no? Right, no, it's left over. No, that's the previous case.
That's the previous case?
That's the Mizron itself.
Okay, so what's the Shiyari?
Shiyari
means the leftover.
It gets worn out. It gets worn out, and the Mizron has been reduced to a smaller piece of material. So it all depends. It's subject to interpretation. Yes, two to pictures. This picture corresponds to picture 575. Corresponds to picture 575.
This Shiyari. That's right,
but this is the Mizron based upon this Mizron.
Oh, you're talking about on the strap.
And this is the interpretation based upon this Mizron. We have two interpretations
for two Mizrons.
Does
the Shiyari Mizron here? Oh,
this is the Shiyari HaMizron. If this is the Mizron,
I understand. But there's a lot of Shiyari here.
Okay, Konami, but it's a lot less. Whatever it is, it's a lot less. It's only a Shiyari relative to this. This is very, very big.
Correct.
Okay, so therefore, the Shiyari HaMizron, what is the Shiyari? The Shiyari is 7 Tvachim. Kidei Lasa is Chevek Lachamar. So what is the Chevek Lachamar? If you learn that the Mizron is the rope, is the Azer, is the belt.
Yeah.
If you learn that the Mizron is the Azer, is the belt.
So it's the thing that wraps around.
If you learn the Mizron is the picture 576, then the Shiyari is this, which we did not yet do yet in the picture book. Picture book 578, what is the Shiyari Mizron?
Yeah.
Shiyari Mizron. Yesterday, we did that.
Oh, good.
You don't remember? Where are you?
I got a lot of things. I'm a busy guy.
So, picture 578 is the Shiyari Mizron. The Shiyari Mizron is picture five is the picture from 576. Picture 5, 78.
So look at the cap. Mizrah sheish we have 7 by 7 tefachim.
Ruuim lechasois by mesachamar is ruuim lechasois by mesachamar. It's right to cover the chamar. Kedei shelo yitzdanin that it should not get cold. Vezeu chevek hachamar. Kedei shiori mizrah sheish we have 7 by 7 tefachim. Ruuim lechasois by mesachamar is mitten hachamar. The mitten means the package. If you notice in this picture, there's a package. Do you see underneath? I don't know what he's trying to make over here. It's not really very clear. But there's a shemata. And underneath the shemata, there's something there. There's some merchandise. Do you see the difference between this picture and this picture?
Yeah, Taka, there is.
There's something underneath. There's something he's hiding.
Bump. He's got a bump.
He's got a bump. He's got merchandise. He's got merchandise. There's merchandise.
Why does he keep it under the blanket? Why does he keep it on top of it?
Because it's raining and you don't want it to get wet.
Oh.
You don't want it to get wet.
That's what they used to do?
Yep, that's what it says.
Okay.
That Shiari Mirzon Shiyoshan Sanasatulahum Mitten HaChamar, the load. Mitten means the load.
Yeah.
It's carrying money. Like cash. Shloyav Simin, I get Geshem Shnakim from the Geshem said that's called Chevik HaChamar. According to this interpretation, that's called Chevik HaChamar. Perushim Eluhim Lushidus HaRosh. These Perushim are according to the Rosh, which means that the Chevek, this picture corresponds to this. This, okay? Perushim Eluhim Lushidus HaRosh Shemefarshim Mizran Beget Zemer Sheposhim Alhamita Mitachas Lematzoitz Ugvar here that tastes yamtiv shalarav as trils a mission of perish kitchilis around. Yes, have a mission of perish is a rush. Okay. If not for this picture, I mean, it opens up the mission to understand. If not for this picture, there's no way to understand this mission. Explains the Rav when he just says the kasha. Still, when the Rav he begins to explain the mission, he explains according to the first interpretation that the chevik is a belt around the bed. And then when the Rav concludes the chevik, the end of the mission, he's explaining according to the parish of the Rosh, which means that it's a garment, it's which you put underneath the mattress, and now when it's left over, you use to cover the back of the donkey and to cover the package. Okay? Are we in the clear?
We're on a go.
Mishnah Dalet.
Nisa. I like these donkey pictures, though. They're very sweet.
That's me. These are a caricature.
Fran Yaakov.
A caricature of
with
me.
A blanket and a strap, a Fran Yaakov with just a blanket, a Fran Yaakov with a blanket and
a chamor, a chamor.
Chas v'shalom.
A chas v'shalom. Chamor is a good creature. It's nenem yigiyas kapov.
Kisach is kachamor, no?
Kisach kachamor gorem. Reveitz ben mishpasayim. It's nenem yigiyas kapov. It's not a shnor.
Good.
It's a good creature.
Okay,
good. So, it's not a faker. It's kul gashmi. It's not a faker. It doesn't make believe.
Not make believe that.
It's not a make believe person. Nisa hazav al hamita v'al hamizran hamitame shnayim u'peitz lecha divrei Rabbi Meir. Okay, let's see the picture. Picture on the bottom. Now we better learn something today. I don't want to be a waste. We get up so early. Let's learn something over here. You have your hamita, and the mita over here is hamita t'meir tumas midrash hazav shi al avatumu l'mitame shnayim u'peitz lecha. Shochav zav al hamita mitame adav v'kelim adav v'kelim mitame oichel mamash givnas oichel l'shen l'tuma oichel m'peitz l'tuma. The oil of the truma ain't a metama. The maga oichlu mash machem oichlu mukinik was a truma psul of loytmea. So it's an avatoma, okay?
Yeah.
Avatoma.
Good.
When something touches this, what does it become? It becomes a rishon.
Right.
When the rishon touches something else, it becomes a sheni. When the sheni touches the truma becomes a
shlishi.
Can a shlishi go weiter?
No.
No. So when you can't go weiter, what are you called? You're called puzzle. When you can go weiter, you call Tame.
Okay.
So when you can't go weiter, you call Pasol.
Good.
So therefore, that's what it says, that the Mita is an Avatoma, and the Mela and Avatoma can go down Shnayim, Rishon V'Sheni,
right.
And the third thing is called Pasol.
Good.
That's what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah over here says, Metame Shnayim, Upoiselecha, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Let us see the parish of the Rav. Rav. Nisa Zav. Al Hamita V'Al Hamizran Lav Davka Nisa. Doesn't mean Nisa means to carry. Doesn't mean that the Zav was carried. Does not mean that it was actually being lifted in the air. Doesn't mean there was any takeoff, hovercraft. Nisa Lav Davka Nisa Al Hamizran Nisa Hazav Al Hamita Shehamizran. Wait, Lav dafka nisa al ha-mizra. Doesn't mean that it was riding on the mizra. Ela nisa ha-zav al ha-mita. Doesn't mean that it was resting upon the mizra. It was resting on the mita. Sha-mizra n'korach seviva isecha. The yoytzei mimena. Metam eshnaim apoyitzel lecha. Diver b'mei. Rabbi Meir l'tamed yom le'el. Da'afilu ha-mizra n'yoytzei min ha-mita. Kol shuhu. Da'afilu tuva ha-vei ichibu l'mita. U'metam eshnaim apoyitzel lecha. Kimita atzma. Okay, is that clear?
Uh-huh.
So Rabbi holds that the mizra extends from the bed as a chelik of the bed, and the mizra is metame kol shehu, which means that no matter how long the mizra is, it's metame. So this mizra is an avatam, and the whole bed is tame, everything is tame. Okay, now. And then he goes right in the Rebbe Rav, Shekol shazav nisa olav, v'nasa mishkav v'moishav shalzav, havi avatama. Okay, so he said the reason why the mizran is navatum is because anything which zav sits down, lies down upon, becomes navatum. Then, yeah. Okay, the hanogia boy, third line, and something which touches it, have a rishon. The rishon oisah sheni, the sheni oisah shlishi. It makes chum into a shlishi. Lifts solisa chuma belvat. It makes chum into a shlishi. When chum becomes tummy, and the chum cannot further contaminate something else. Avlo litame. The hainu mitame shnayim. That's what it means. Mitame shnayim. The hainu rishon v'sheni, one and two. Upois lechad v'hu shlishi. Shu pasul b'chuma belvat. Okay, it's simple. Very straightforward. Very basic principle in the laws of Tumah V'Tahara. That Tumah can be Metameh 1 and 2, but number 3 becomes Pos, not Tameh. Okay, then he goes right and says, Mizran kol shaman shaloi perish namita, as long as the Mizran did not separate from the Mita, Choshev ka'afa Tumah has the status of an Avatumah, U'mitameh shnayim u'poysel echad. As long as the Mizran did not separate from the meat, it's considered to be an avatoma. Umitam mishnayim pois lechad. Aval yachas shaperush lo havi elo kivlan atoma. It goes on one madrega. Umitam yachad pois lechad. Kedin nagia bebishkav hazav. Okay, so it shows you here on this picture. In this picture, what happens when it separates? Are you with me?
I'm trying.
Okay, so look. It's very simple. Here's the Mizran. Look. You took the belt off the bed.
Good.
When you take the belt off the bed, what status does the belt have?
Tar.
No, not tar. No.
I mean, it's an
it
avatama.
Goes. It's no. It's rishon matoma. It goes down one madrega while it's attached to the bed. In picture number 579, it's attached to the bed. It gets the status of the bed.
Do we say that when we're taking it to the mikveh, when you unwind it, does it lose its tuma?
That was the ropes. That was only when you take it apart. No, we never discussed the mizran. You're asking a very good kasha.
Right here.
That's the chavolim. The chavolim. Those are the ropes. That's not the mizran. You're making a mistake. That's the chavolim.
That's
ropes.
Mizran is the thing that goes around it. Because it confused me, because over here it's showing it like the rope.
No, it's not. The ropes are here.
Oh, he's not talking about it.
Okay, so he's saying over here, he's saying that while the mizran is attached to the mita, the mita is an avatoma, and the mizran is eicher an avatoma.
Avatoma.
So if it's hands.
When you take it off, it becomes
a rishon. This becomes a rishon, it becomes a sheni, and this becomes a shlishi. But when you take it off, and it's alone, then it's no longer an avatoma. What has a din of maga midras. And what is it? It's a rishon. So the rishon makes a sheni, and a sheni makes a shlishi.
Right.
That's it.
Okay.
Let's see over here what it says over here in the parish in the picture. Kibiyakish parish mizrum in a mita, echadal mizrum liyosiyad lamita. When you remove the mizrum from the bed, it's no longer called an avatum. It's no longer called a yad lamita. Hamizrum uklitch naga bimita vanasa rishon lotum is a rishon. Metam echlum vanasa echlum sheni lotumma. Echlum paislam chum become a shlishi. Okay, now. Let's see the big caption. Davar, a matter, shehu yad, ein mitam elok kol ot shehu yad. A yad is only a yad when it's a yad. How do you like that?
Very good.
A yad is only a yad when it's a yad. Well, uh-huh. Therefore, chavolim shnisparku b'namita. Oh, ropes, your kasha. He's asking your kasha. How did you know this? Did you cheat?
No.
Did you look inside?
No.
Without me watching?
No.
Therefore, chavalim shenisparku min amita, ropes that were separated from the mita, hareihem tohor miyat. Because why?
like we said.
Ropes that become tar right away. Let's see. Gam hamizra miyakit resparg min amita chadalios yad lamita. Aval yesh hevdel yokash mamish. There's a difference between hamizra and lechevel. Shachevel ain't a kli. A chevel is not a utensil. A chevel is just stam
rope.
Stam rope. Ain't a kli hamizra hu kli. The mizron is a kli.
Why?
Because it's more substantial. It's more a belt. You can use it to gird your loins.
I love that saying, gird your loins. Keep it.
The kiva and shekain ha mizron tame av shachel otadif. For the mizron is tame. The mizron is tame. Af shachevel tar amnam af shamizun hu kli alav shamizun hu kli v'hu atzma in a royal limudus temer limudus.
What is it? You're going quick now. I don't understand.
Even though the mizun is a kli hu atzma, even though it's a kli, it itself is not roy to be a midrash. You can't sit on it. The mizun is a utensil, but it's not an actual kli. It's not actually. It's an independent. It's only good when it's with the bed. The mizron only has a function when it's with the bed.
When it's surrounding
the bed. So therefore, ulchein therefore tumas midras. Parucha mimenu. When you separate the mizron from the mita, the tumas midras separates.
V'rak
tumas kli nisho. The only thing which remains is v'rak tumas kli. The only thing which remains is kumuk tumas kli. Bo hoyel v'noga b'mi. The only thing that remains is the tumas kli. Hoyl since we noga b'mita, v'harehu k'chol kli shnoga b'mita, she'os shenas rishon l'tomo, becomes a rishon, v'oysa echlam sheni l'tomo. Okay, just say that the only time this can be navatam is when it's attached to bed. Because attached to bed, then it's called a midras. But when you detach it from the bed, it's no longer called a midras, then it's called a rishon l'tomo. Okay? Then it's called a rishon l'tomo, and a rishon makes a sheni. That's the whole mission, that's the whole part. Let's go, vayta. Okay, so we good?
Very good.
Okay, now, vayta. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi is going to Shitasai that says it only goes until 10 Tzvachim. Rabbi Yossi Amir, Nisa Zav Alamit of Yalamizron, Asar Tzvachim, Mitame Shnaim Poslechot. Measav Luchut Mitame Echot Poslechot. Nisa Alhamizron, Measar of Lufnim, Tame, what is that? Measar of Luchut Tar. Nis al hamizron me'asar v'lefnim tamei. Okay, let's see the picture. Let's see the picture. Rabbi Yossi, what is Rabbi Yossi coming to say? At first, Rabbi Yossi is l'shitasai, and Rabbi Yossi is l'shitasai. Hey, you're the wrong place. Where are you?
I just went back. That's all.
Rabbi Yossi l'shitasai holds. He holds. I don't know, very dry, man.
So why'd you get to the dream?
I mean, this never happens to me. Why am I feeling like this today? Something is wrong. Something is not right. Okay, let's see. Rabbi Yossi over here holds l'shitasa that the mizra is only tummy until how many tzvachim till?
10.
Until 10 tzvachim. Until 10 tzvachim.
Okay.
So now, l'shitasa, we're going to have to follow through in how he's going to understand.
Moving around here, yeah? This is where we were up to here.
Right, so you jump to the right side. Rabbi Yossi Lish only holds it only time until 10 Tfachim. So now the question, let's see the picture. Which over here says, Rabbi Yossi Amir Nisa Zavala Mizra Vumizra Ala Mizra Ala Tzar Tfachim Mitami Bitsnaim Pais Lecha Be'asav Elamai Elamai Elchutz Mitami Echad Pais Lecha. Okay, so here we have Shachav HaZav, the Zav lies down on the bed, Lamita Hamita Etzmei Tamas Midras V'Hazav Shu Ava Tomo Lamita L'Tameh Shnaim L'Pais Lecha. Okay, that's the bed. Because the bed is an Ava Tomo. That's Pashut, right? Now, here's the point he wants to make. What about the mizron, the belt that extends forth from the bed? Rabbi Yossi l'shitasai holds that it's not metame kol shahu. Rabbi Yossi holds only metame until 10 tefachim. More than 10 tefachim is not tame. More than 10 tefachim is, according to Rabbi Yossi, is a rishon. He explains now. Ad until 10 tefachim nechshav yad lamita v'nidun ka'ava tumah shematam v'shtayim pas lecha. Okay, so until 10 tefachim it's exactly like the sheet of the Rabbi Meir. Until 10 tefachim this has the status of an ava tumah. An ava tumah is metame shtayim u'poisel echad. Rishon sheni. And Shlishi is the Paisal, right until 10 Tvachim. But more than 10 Tvachim, are you with me?
Trying to listen.
Here's the meat. What's the meat? The meat is an Avatoma.
Okay.
We have the Mizra. The Mizra extends.
Good.
For how long does it? 10 Tvachim. Until 10 Tvachim, the Mizra has the same status as the Mita. Lamay Nafkamina. The Mita is an Avatoma. Avatoma can be Mitamesh Shtayim.
Right.
Rishon Vesheni. And Shlishi is Pasal.
Right.
Now, what about the part of the Mizra that's more than 10 Tvachim? Let me give you two options. What?
It's a Rishon.
Oh, or maybe I'll tell you that it's Tar Lagamri.
Really?
Well, I'm giving you a multiple choice question. What do you think?
No.
So let's see what it says in the picture. It says in the picture, Aten Tvach Nechshav Yad Lemita V'nini Kav Atoma V'shem Tamesh Shnei Pas Lechat.
Right.
That's until Ten Tvach.
That's what I said.
Now, afterwards, now here's the big, here is the Chiddush that we're coming to address now. She'or HaMizron Eina Yad Lemita Aval Hu Kli Echad. It's one utensil. It's called a Rishon L'Tuma. The Rishon L'Tuma Metame Echad U'Paislech. And the Rishon is Metame Echad U'Paislech. Okay, it's posh. That's it. That's the whole thing. So according to Rabbi Yossi, anything past the 10th Vachem is a Rishon. And a Rishon is Metame Echad U'Paislech. Good. Just one notch. It's one notch down.
Okay.
Okay, now we go to the next part of the Mishnah. Next part of the Mishnah, it says, Nisa Hamizron Mea Serv Lufnim Tumea. What does that mean? Let's see what the picture. Picture 2582. Doraz Zav Alamizra Mitzuch Alamizra Mitzuch Ten Tvachon Lamita. Doraz Zav Al Yad Hamita Harehu Kiilu Doraz Lamita Atzma. Venas Hamita Tumea Meas. Gam Hamizron Atzmo Tsarchlios Tosh, we ain't a royal midrash, London with Midrash Klaal. We have cost of low nitmes with Tumas, with Amita, with Tumas Hamizron, Mashman, with Shan Shamizron, Atzma Nitma, with Dov Shukum Beer, Vain Mishnachman, she's the rabbi, Elu Kavanachas. Okay, so basically the thing over here is, you got this case, 582 is where the Zov stepped. He stepped upon the Mizron. Until now, we are discussing where the Zuf sat down on the bed itself.
Now he's talking about the strap.
Now is where the Zuf stepped. He stepped on the strap itself. So the shayla is, if the strap is a chelik of the mita,
right.
So when you step on the strap, it's ki'ilu, you're stepping upon the mita.
Right.
So just like the strap becomes an avatoma, and the bed becomes an avatoma. But according to Rabbi Yossi, since he holds that anything that's past the 10th Tvachim is not called part of the mita, it's not called mela, it's not called the yad, if you step upon the strap more than 10th Tvachim, everything is tar. Everything is tar, because it's not right to be a midras. Okay, that's all it says. So let's see what it says over here on the Rav. The Rav says, the Rav, Nisa al Hamizron me'asar lefnim, Nisa al Hamizron. You're stepping, you're pressing your weight not on the bed. You're pressing your weight upon the strap.
Right.
That's the difference between the beginning of the Mishnah and the end of the Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah is where you put your weight upon the bed itself.
Right.
The end of the Mishnah is where you're putting your weight upon the strap.
Correct.
So, Nisa al Hamizron, if you step upon the Mizron, on the Mizron, on the strap, if you step upon the strap that's within 10 Tvachim, Tmeya. What's Tmeya? The strap is Tmeya, and the bed is Tmeya. But if you step on the strap, on the part of the strap,
it's down,
then tar. Let's really hear what it says in the Rav. The Rav is going to tell the Mizron, Me'asar v'lefnim.
Which one?
We're up to the Rav. No, let's do the Rabbi Yossi. I don't want to do the Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Yossi. Let's go back to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, Litamei Diyam Le'el, Adas Ratzvachim Mesuloi. Rabbi Yosi Lishi Tosa holds the middle until 10 Tzvachim and Amor. The part of the Mizran that's within the Tzvachim is called attached to the bed. And that section of the Mizran is Mitame Shnayim. Long as the Mizran did not separate from the bed itself. As if it's separated. Okay, it's one notch down. You're just reviewing the sort of reverse. We saw a Mizran as sort of lefnim to meha garsinon. V'loy garsinon tamei v'hachi perusha nisa hazav ala Mizran hayotzim in amita im nisa. If you step may I serve the lifnim on the part of the strap that's within ten tefachim with saramita hamita tameya midras. The mita is tameya midras. The cave and the kolasor chashivi chibur. Since the ten tefachim that extends from that is called the chibur mita kishenitma hamizron. When the mizron becomes tamei nitme samita. When the mizron becomes tamei. The bed becomes tamei. Aval ne'asav lufutz, but the part of the strap that's woven in tefachim, the loy havi chibul amita tohira. Hamita, the meat is tohira. The loy nitmeis betumas hamizron, and does not become tamei betumas mizron. Kach niris bi'enai perish mishne zo. Okay, so therefore, ne'asav lufutz loy havi chibul amita tohira hamita loy nitmeis betumas hamizron. If you step on that section, then the mita is tahira. So the basic point over here is the reason why it's the word tameya, which is lashon the keva, is we're going back on the mita. There are two words in the Mishnah. Let's clarify something over here. There are two different issues. There is the Mizran. Mizran is Lashon Zohar. Zohar. Male.
Okay.
Mita is?
Woman.
Feminine.
Uh-oh.
Is in the Keva.
Oh, why did we say that word? That was the...
What's wrong?
Okay. That was... You want to shut it off?
You want to waste... Let's learn.
Okay, we are. Oh, good. I like this.
There are two words in the Mishnah. There's the word Mizran, there's the word Mita. What is Mizran? Is Mizran in the Keva?
It's
feminine and masculine. Zacha. Is the Mita. Feminine and masculine. The Mita.
It is feminine.
Feminine. So, when it says here in the Mishnah, Temeya, is the Girsa Temeya in Lashon Keva, or is it Lashon Zacha? If it's Temeya Lashon Keva, what are we referring to? The bed. If it's Tomei, Lashon Zacha, what are we referring to?
Mizran.
The Mizran. So that's so therefore he says over here Temeya Gar Sinan. So what's the issue? I'm stepping upon the first 10 Tzvachim. When I step on the first 10 Tzvachim, what becomes Temeya? The bed becomes Tame. Because since the Mizran is an extension of the bed, so when I step on it, it's like I'm stepping on the bed itself, the bed becomes Tame. But if it's a step, if I step upon the part of the Mizran that's more than 10 Tzvachim, Tohoira. Why? Because it's not. That's not called an extension of the bed. More than 10 tefachim, according to Rabbi Yossi. But now he says, the girsas rabosai, my teachers, their girsa is the girsa tomei v'tohar, not tameya. So, Emel, what is the topic of discussion? What is the focus of discussion? What is the subject of discussion? Not the bed, but the
strap
itself. Uperishon. I don't know what they're talking about. What the Rambam said never entered into my ears. It's beyond my comprehension. Very strong words against the Hail of the Rambam. I see the Rambam retracted. The Rambam was choizer. It's a mistake.
Okay.
Like I explained it over here. Okay, so this is the end of the Mishnah. We explained the Mishnah. We explained over here with all the purposes as well. So let's cause the ganze Mishnah. Very hard Mishnah, but I think we got it. Okay, let's go with the Mishnah. Mishnah, nochmal. Nisa hazav al hamita v'al hamizra. The zav nisa means he rested his weight in this context. He carried himself upon the mita, the al hamizra. Now we learned the Rav doesn't mean on the mizra. It means the Rav was very clear to explain this because he needs to explain. Now I understand why the Rav was so sensitive to this part because of what he says later on in the Mishnah. The Alhan Mizran does not mean here that he actually rested his weight on the Mizran alone. It means he rested his weight on the bed while the Mizran was attached to it. While the bed had the belt on nice and tight. Okay, the belt was on.
Yeah, while the belt was on.
He rested on the mita while the belt was resting, was attached, was firmly attached to the bed.
Right, like
Nisa alha azav alha mita, the alha mizran. He was resting his weight upon the mita when the mizran was firmly attached to the bed. So what is the law? What's the status of the mita? What's the status of the mizran? Mitame shnayim upaislecha divremir. The entire extension of the mizran, no matter how long it goes, even if it goes on and on forever, is one long extension of the mita, and it's going to be an avatoma. And what is an avatoma? What is the koyach of an avatoma? It's mitame shnayim upaislecha. Good?
Good.
Next. Who says this? Who's the one who says such a chiddush? Divrei Meir. When along comes Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Yosi l'shitasa, he holds up a mizran, only he says the mizran, only until how many tvachim? Until Rabbi Yosi, what does he hold about a mizran? What's called a mizran according to Rabbi Yosi? Only until how many tvachim?
Rabbi Yosi always says 10 tvachim.
Only until 10 tvachim. So therefore, Rabbi Yosi says, Nizo hazav al amita v'al mizran asar tvachim. If you go and you rest your weight upon the mita v'al mizran, so asar tvachim, it ha'mei shnayim upon his lechot. Me'asav al chutz. But more than 10 tvachim. Now, serve l'chutz mitame echod upois lecha. The tomb only extends, only could we consider it to be a maga midras. So the part of the mizran that's more than 10 tvachim is going to be a rishon. And what did Rav Osher ask? What did Rav Osher ask? Rabbeinu Osher? Arya Shraga Roth ask?
Yeah.
What was the Rabbeinu Osher's kasha? What's the chilek between the chevel and the mizran? The chevel, when it was not attached to the bed, was tahor. And when it came to the mizran, it's a rishon. Teretz says the chevel is not a kli. It's not a kli v'meila. Only when it's serving its function is a tameh. But when it's not serving its function, it's tahor.
Correct.
But the mizran is a kli v'meila. When it's serving its function, then it's tofel to the meat. It's an avatoma. When it's not serving its function, as a status of a maga midras, and a maga midras is
a rishon.
Is a rishon. Kivayta. Nisa, now we go to the new case. The next case is where the Zav did not rest its weight on the Mita itself, but instead the Zav rested its weight upon the Mizran, on the strap. So the Shaila is, when you rest your weight on the strap, does that bring Tumah to the Mita? Nisa al Hamizran. So it depends. Me'a serve l'fnim tameh. If you resting your weight upon the part of the mizran that's within 10 tefachim, then the mita is tameh. Me'a serve l'chutz. But if you rest your weight upon the strap that's more than 10 tefachim away from the bed, then it's tahor. Tahor the mita. Not tameh, it's tahor. Me'a serve l'fnim tameya. Look, he's changing the girsa. He's changing the girsa. You notice that?
Yeah. He says l'fnim tameh.
No, it has to be tahora. 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 He's changing the girsa.
Should be with a head.
Because we're referring to the because we're referring to the bed.
Right.
Nisa al hamizran, me'asav l'fnim tameya. The bed is tameya.
Right.
Because the strap, the first and tefachim was an extension of this. When you strap on some of the straps, it's like stepping on the bed.
Right.
But if you step on the part of the strap that's one ten tefachim, tahira.
Hey.
Tahira. Okay? Are we good with this Mishnah?
Excellent.
Should we chaf it again?
No.
No? Okay. Up to Mishnah. Hey. Mita shahaisa temeya midras. New case. Okay, picture 584. 584. We got a mita. Shahaisa Tmeya Midras. the korach la mizron, and now you wrap around the mizron. Kulo tmei midros, perishohi tmei midros. The mizron maga midros. Okay, simple. Okay, you have a bed. The only difference here is that when you, the zov sits down on the bed. Are you with me, sir?
I'm trying. I'm here.
In this case, the Zov sat down on the bed before they put the Mizran. The Mizran was still in the oven. And they were in a rush to manufacture the Mita. So they put together the Kadosh Samita, the Arucha Samita, and the Ketzar Samita, and the Chavolim. You know all the parts of the Mita now. We know all the parts of the Mita. It's Kvaldik. A Mita has Kiraayim, has legs. A Mita has Aruchas, long parts. A Mita has Kitzaras. A Mita has Chavolim. And a Mita has a Mizron. A Mizron. A Mizron.
That's all good things. Okay.
The person sat down on the Mita. Yeah. He sat down on the Mita before on the Mita, and there was no Mizron. Now, so the, what does that the Mita have? What status?
He sat and there was no Mizran?
Yes, so what status?
So it's he's Tomas Rishon. Ah.
The Mita has a din of an Avatoma.
Right, so he becomes a Rishon, no?
What Rishon? Who's he? Who's who?
He said Tomas Dan.
As when the Zov Stan, and what's, we're talking about the Mita. What's the status of the Mita?
So it's an Av.
Avatoma. Now, I come along and I take the Mizran and I tie the Mizran to the bed.
Okay.
So what status does the Mizran have?
Still an Av, probably.
The Mizran is an Av. What's the Chiddush?
Because it's part of the bed.
Oh, even though the Zov never sat down upon the bed when
right.
The Mizran was present.
Right.
The Zov only sat down on the bed when the Mizran was absent. Nevertheless,
It becomes
not, because now I now take the Mizran off. I separate the Mizran. What happens? It becomes a Rishon. Okay, let's see all the pictures. The picture over here says Mita, first the caption. Mita Shahisa Tmeya Midras.
No, Mita Shishach. Oh, on top.
Techaz of the case.
Okay.
Mita Shahisa Tmeya Midras. A Mita was Tmeya Midras.
Good.
And then the Karakhla Mizran. And now I wrap a Mizran around it.
Okay.
Kula Tmeya Midras. The Gansa strap is Tmeya Midras. Perisha. Now I separate the Mizran. I take off the Mizran. Perisha. He Tmei Midras. The bed remains in the status of Midras. The Midras, Maga Midras. And the Mizran is a Maga Midras. And there is a Rishon. Something which touches a Midras is a Rishon. Maga Midras.
Okay.
Let's see the caption. Mito, long caption. Mito, Shachavala Zav. Nasa, Mito, Midras, Vedinika, Avatoma. Shemitam Shnayim v'Poyslam Echad. Ratzi 579 v'Chinei Nitzma b'Tmas Meis. Oh, now he's already giving this, doing some foreshadowing. He's now alluding to what's coming next in the Mishnah. This statement is only a hakdama for Tumas Shiva. You know what Tumas Shiva is?
What?
The dead. That's right. Dead. Tumas Shiva, 7 days. Hooray, but see if I said, Vachin in Nidma Tumas Mace, Vachin in Nidma Tumas Mace, Nas Avatuma. It is Tumas Mace. Avatuma, Vitama Shiva, Vagam, Mitama, Shnaim, Poslach. Tumas Mace is the same status. Avatuma, Shnaim Viecha. Okay, next picture, next caption. Hamizran mitame tuma mita. Fine. The avot ishlochay sam mizran karech b'misavle mita b'shavu shnitma hamin azav. Achshav she mizran yavu mita mitame. Harayhu mitame b'kimoyis b'chnadin k'shnitma mita b'tuma shiva. Even though the mizran was not attached to the bed when the zav sat down, the mizran was only introduced to the mita at a later point in time. It doesn't make a difference. Nevertheless, it has an avotuma. Next, now perish. Now we're going to separate. We're going to remove. We're going to loosen the Mizran from the bed. Yeah? Are you with me? What?
Yes, sir.
Kishe perash ha-Mizran min ha-Mita Parcha mimenu tumas yad the ain boy elu tumas atzma. Vetumas atzma he kidin kli shenaga b'midros. Shemitama echad pasalachot. Tachena din b'mita shemitma b'mitumas meis. Shamizun hanogia b'mitama kidin kli anagia b'mitumas meis. Shutame tumas erev. It's only tummy for one day. Umitama echad pasalachot. Okay, everything is very straightforward. Now the big caption. Big caption. Mizron hakolach musav b'mita shemitma b'midros azov. A mizron that's right around the bed. Ain't have the mizron chol yikach musav lamita b'shash shenitma aish nichrach musav lamita achakach. Shabein kach bein kach b'shash shehu yad lamita mitam nichnas lamita. Shapeir shem lamita filu im chol yikolichlo b'shash shenitma. And when it separates from the bed, even if it was karuch lo b'shash shenitma, kevin shachshav ein roi lamidros harei shaporcha miarei shaporcha menu tumas midras vein utamei ela maga midras kimu berav before. Avol mizra na kolich lamita shenitma b'tumas meis. Oh, that's what he's trying to say over here. Yeish hevdel b'davah shem nitrach. Misav lamita li achash shem nitma. Ein b'tamet b'tumu rav rak kolot shuhu ya lamita. Shapeir Ashramita in the Tamil Tumasa, the Zeldin Mishna Seinu, Avam Hoya, Karech Musav Lamit Bishosh Nitma Bitumas Mes, Hibura Lamita, Gorm Lo Lakabul Tumas Shiva, Bifni Atzma Yhol of a Hook, Flee, Haroy Lakabul Tuma, Shiva, the Cave and Shakane, Yisha Bituma, Zo Afriaka Shapeir Shamita, Zeldin Amur Bimishna, Bimishna Ha Ba. Okay, Gvaldik. Okay, so what he's saying over here is a very important yesite. This is the Hakdama. The Hakdama for the next Mishnah. The point he wants to make over here is look, we have over here the Mizron. Yeah? And the Mita. There are two different types of two types of Tumah. But let's for the moment, focus on the two different types of Tumah. Either it can be Tumas Midras or Tumas Shiva. Either a Zov sits down on the bed, or this bed was used as a bier to carry a dead body.
Either one of the two.
Now what happens? In both of those situations, if a Zav sits down on the Mita, the Mita becomes an Avatoma. And if a dead body is resting upon the Mita becomes also an Avatoma. Two cases where the result is an Avatoma. What is the Nafkamina between these two cases? If the bed becomes Tum because it touched a Zav, or because a Zav sat down, or the bed became Tum because the dead body was lying in it?
The dead body is Mohammed, huh?
No, not in the. Why should the dead body be Mohammed? The dead body is Navi Avois, but the bed only becomes Navatoma. When Navi Avois touches a utensil becomes Navatoma, the result is the same.
Yeah.
If a Zav sits down on the bed.
Something more bad.
7 days. There's not enough news how long it takes to become tar. How long? But now we're not focusing now on the tar. Right. We're focusing now on the tumah.
Okay.
Okay, so if we have over here two different situations. Situation number one, a Zav sits down upon the bed. The bed becomes an avatumah. Situation number two, a dead body is resting upon the bier. How long the bed becomes an avatumah. But there's a major nafkamina. The nafkamina is, what is the status of the Azar, of the Mizron, when you take off the bed, Let's assume now that the Mizron was attached to the bed when it became Tomei. So if the Zav sat down on the bed, so the bed is Navatoma. If I now remove the Mizron becomes a Rishon. Automatically goes down one notch. But if a dead man sat down on the bed, and now I remove the Mizron, the Mizron remains with the status of an Avatoma. That's the Nafkamina. Good? Now we have to chazer and sober out of time. I have to take a drink.